NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, we're the Bets, and we're talking about our album, Future Me Hates Me, on Long Player.
So we're talking about Future Me Hates Me, and this is going to be released through Car Park Records. How did that come about? Because that's a pretty cool label.
We just kind of got lucky. I did like a sloggy thing, which I don't think really works for anyone, where you try and like email your record to record labels that you like. I don't think it really works. I wouldn't recommend that to anyone because I think it just doesn't work because they just get so many emails every single day. But we ended up getting lucky that a friend, Bevan, who's in Introverted Dance Floor and like Glass Faults, and so Jono had like sent him our record for basically mixed notes. And we also happened to ask about Car Park because we know that he's on it, but we didn't realize that he went kind of way back. And so with Car Park, and he happened to pass on our record, and Todd from Car Park liked it and just sent us an email, which I kind of thought was like a fake email. And I didn't respond to it immediately. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, well, the email was nice. He said he was going to take the record away with him over Christmas. And he didn't exactly say, I love it, you guys are geniuses and going to make you famous. But he did say, I'm going to take it away over Christmas and listen to it, and I'll talk to you next year.
No, but the first email he sent, he sent me a second one because I was like, I just didn't reply because I was like, this isn't, there's no way this is a real email.
Future Me Hates Me is the title track. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Future Me Hates Me is about kind of risking your happiness and stability on somebody and knowing that it's a gamble, but you kind of do it anyway, because you always kind of do it anyway. Uptown Girl is not the Billy Joel song, but that is a great song. It's about kind of self-destructive behavior, I suppose, and it's almost like, it's like half me playing, like almost like playing a character, but it's like kind of about this broken logic of that you'll sometimes encounter of taking, almost trying to take revenge on people who you feel like have done you wrong by fucking yourself up, which doesn't really make sense, but it's not uncommon, I think. Villainy! Running is maybe a song that I was nervous about how it was going to turn out. It's kind of, it's almost like an emo kind of interlude, and it's like about as minor as we go tonality wise. Like I'd usually try to keep it, everything pretty upbeat, and it's fast, but it's more melancholic. But I've had really good feedback about it from friends who've said that that's like one of their favorite tracks on the album, which I didn't really expect. It's kind of, it's not very wordy, and it's not very it's not like super witty or anything, but I think it's quite sincere, and it's about kind of maybe letting yourself be vulnerable with somebody new for the first time.
reason won't freak me out. I'm not running away.
So Happy and Happy is about the inconvenience of when you are enamored with somebody and how it just takes up all of your brain space. And I found that quite annoying. This I like to try kind of be in kind of level and in control of my emotions or something. And it almost feels like somebody's hijacking your consciousness. And it's infuriating sometimes, but I guess it's a good feeling as well sometimes, if you want it to be. Listen Thou is, I kind of see it as like a flip side to Uptown Girl. And it's kind of about trying and failing to help a friend out of their self-destructive episode. I'm sure everybody has friends, or like sometimes it's you, or sometimes it's your friend who's going through something kind of rough. You know, you're trying to help them out, and then sometimes you just can't, and you end up being a shitty friend. I don't know, it's just a rough time being on living on both sides of it, and this song is like, it's kind of about what that kind of feels like.
Another evening alone, speak goodbye, my ear shakes the air around the room. Another evening alone, caressed by the sound of a warbling voice from a beautiful mouth, trying my best to be less of a coward, trying to be less than thou. Another glance at the phone, going over all the words you used to cut the cord. Another evening alone, collecting the lines that you use when you say that you're fine. Trying to ignore all the typical signs, trying to be more surprised.
Was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.